This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. As the coronavirus continues its march around the world, the numbers are sobering. More than 292,000 people are dead, while over 4.2 million people globally have been infected. The United States continues to be the country hardest hit, with Johns Hopkins University reporting the death toll topping 82,000. The top U.S. infectious diseases doctor is warning senators the coronavirus will spread if the country opens up too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if federal guidelines to reopen are not followed, little spikes will become outbreaks across the U.S. Dr. Fauci was referring to the White House's Opening Up America Again plan, which includes three 14-day phases that states are urged to consider implementing as they allow schools and businesses to reopen. Although the White House has laid out guidelines for reopening, it's ultimately up to the state governors to make the decisions on how to ease the lockdown for their state. South Korea health authorities say they have no immediate plans to reinstate strict social distancing rules despite a fresh coronavirus outbreak in the capital of Seoul. Officials have scrambled to trace and test thousands of people over the past week after a cluster of new infections linked to nightclubs and bars raised fears of a second outbreak. China is reporting 7 new COVID cases Wednesday, 6 of them in the northeastern province of Jilin, where authorities have raised alert levels and suspended rail connections to one county where a cluster of unknown origin has been growing. Russia registered more than 10,000 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday. Read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and more of the country's leaders Wednesday. During the quick trip to Israel, Secretary Pompeo and Prime Minister Netanyahu discussed plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank in Jerusalem Wednesday, as Israeli troops fatally shot a Palestinian teenager after clashes erupted in southern West Bank. The two leaders did not mention Wednesday's violence, a continuation of clashes from the previous day that claimed the life of an Israeli soldier. Pompeo also met with Netanyahu's new coalition partner, Benny Gantz, and the new government's incoming foreign minister, Gabi Ashkenazi, at the U.S. Chief of Mission residence in Jerusalem before departing to the airport. President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign chairman, who was serving time for tax and bank fraud, was released from prison Wednesday. Paul Manafort will serve the remainder of his 7 and